Victoria and Tasmania have both introduced free public transport initiatives in response to soaring fuel prices. In Victoria, this initiative is set to end in May, and in Tasmania in July. Like many of us, Hannah Garvin relies on public transport to commute. The Wire's contributor Ruby Perryman spoke to Hannah about what free public transport has meant for her and whether or not it should continue.
For me, even though I've always been using public transport, I use public transport to go to work, to go to social events, and to just generally commute around. It pretty much has just meant that, like, it's nice to be able to save a bit of money, but also, yeah, it's been a lot busier on the commuting as well.
What's that been like?
It has meant that, for example, I took my bike on public transport on a weekend, which usually that would be totally fine. I'd be able to sort of sit down with it. But even though I was coming from quite far out, I had to stand with my bike the whole way to the place I was going, which was extra tiring, I guess. But I also take the V line when I go and visit my family in Canberra. I've always taken the V line. I've taken the V line for like over 15 years, like once or twice a year. And because of the free public transport, they weren't taking reserved seats anymore because there was going to be such a high demand. So I wasn't able to reserve my seat, which I usually do. So when I got on the V line, I unfortunately had to stand for like 2 hours.
That's a long time to stand.
Yep, it was unfortunate. I was standing with about 15 or 20 other people.
So for someone who always takes PT instead of driving, are there any other benefits apart from just the cost?
Well, I would think that like if we kept it going, if there was greater demand on the public transport system, I would assume that they would eventually catch up and start adding more buses and more trams, like more regular services, even though it's been super packed and busy recently because of the sudden increase in demand. I think if we kept it going, they would eventually sort of add some more services, which would be awesome. I would love to see more services. And if it was free as well, that would just be like amazing.
Mm-hmm. So you would like the initiative to be extended?
I think we should have free public transport for everyone, like ongoing, because it keeps people off the road. It means that we're less susceptible to global things happening in the world. The way things are at the moment with everyone driving cars and being super reliant on fuel, we're very vulnerable to things happening in other places. So yeah, I think it would just make us a stronger society and it would just be better for people in general.
And why do you use public transport instead of other ways of commuting?
Definitely just cost. Like I can't afford a car.
And I suppose some places you need to be up much too far to walk or use the bike. So you do need to use a mix of those commuting styles.
Exactly. I think it would just be a huge shame if they didn't extend it. People have benefited so much from it in such a short amount of time. And it might. I hope that it opens our eyes to the possibility of investing in public transport and making it accessible to everybody, so that we can have less cars on the road, less congestion, and all of the health benefits that might come from that, from incidental exercise and less pollution in the air that people are breathing in. So there's only positives from making public transport accessible.
Mm-hmm. There's talks that instead of extending the program as a free service, they might go forth with half the usual price. What do you think of that?
I think, yeah, half price. I think that's similar to like what they have in Brisbane. Yeah, that's better than nothing. Definitely better than how it is or how it used to be. I mean, yeah, I personally would love to see free public transport, but at the very least, a lot cheaper for people on healthcare cards or low income or anyone with any additional needs should be a lot more accessible. So it's a good start.
Do you find that the cost generally before the free initiative is a bit too much for you to afford, or you're affording that okay?
It definitely is a lot. Like if you take it, it stops me from going places sometimes. Just the cost of like $5 or whatever it is a day, that really adds up throughout the week. I know when I was on placement as a teacher, I had to take public transport because I was forced to go further out. I couldn't ride or walk. And yeah, just that extra cost really like was actually pretty challenging because I wasn't making any money through being on placement. So spending $50 a week on public transport really added up.
That was Melbourne commuter Hannah Garvin speaking with The Wire's contributor Ruby Perryman.